And we have to look at the whole thing.
So $116,000 seems to be a average salary, or not, I don't know. I don't, it doesn't shock the conscience for me, based on what the police salary monthly of $5,800 plus benefits. That doesn't shock my conscience. We've already budgeted for that amount in our annual budget, we just haven't filled the slot. We have the money budgeted, already set aside. This is a way to have somebody else pick up the cost of that 10th officer without us having to worry about it, at least this year.
And I believe this amount is in the KPOA, the contract we have with KPOA. These aren't amounts outside of our contract, so.
Right.
Well, again, Greg, I think you need to clean up the resolution language because it's misleading here where it says it's going to be primarily assigned to traffic enforcement duties. However, we'll supplement patrol. What you need to say is it's going to be assigned to the force and you will pull another officer to do traffic duties as you see fit. Just a second, Kathy, I'll see you.
Does the COPS grant allow us to hire a police officer for any duty?
Yes.
So we wouldn't be in violation and have them ask for the money back?
Absolutely not.
So we don't need to give them any verbiage about...
That is correct. In fact, for fiscal year 08-09, what the board approved, the resolution was that we were going to hire an 11th officer for this COPS money. We never hired the 11th officer. We, in turn, used it for purchasing of equipment.
So let's open it up for public comment. There's a number of board comment, and I saw Kathy Stein in the back. Would you just stand up and introduce yourself?
My name's Kathy Stein, and it seems to me that this whole thing, this verbiage issue around the, you could just say that the purpose of this new position, of this additional position, is to permit traffic, additional traffic coverage. It's not the position. It's the purpose of it is to allow for that.
Paul, and then you. Paul, would you stand up, and then you can stand up.
Wouldn't you solve the verbiage problem if you just didn't even mention traffic?
That's right.
I mean, well, that's a management decision, isn't it? I understand the intentions to designate a traffic officer.
We have a problem, Paul, because the resolution we were given says traffic. And I think the sense of the community is they want traffic enforcement. I think Greg is hearing that loud and clear. I think the recommendation of our traffic survey folks is get more cops in the street giving tickets. I think that's pretty clear. That's the best way to stop the speed problems. You are next, and then you.
Catherine Deergard, and I have a request and a question. And the request is to please hire women officers. I would like to see not only this position, but the next five few women officers. I'm very concerned about the imbalance in the police force, and I think women have more than proved themselves as police officers in all sorts of police departments and can make really great officers.
Okay.
And also, in relation to that, I don't see why one has to specify a particular level when one's looking for a good officer. It doesn't have to be a sideways step three position, but, you know, looking for the right officer and then establish a salary to measure up with experience. And my question is, historically, I have the impression, having lived here for off and on for 50 years, that the Kensington police didn't enforce parking or traffic very much because we didn't make any money at it. And I'm wondering who gets the money from the parking tickets and the traffic tickets.
Okay. I'm not going to answer that question. I don't have an answer, but I'm going to let you speak.
I'm sort of going the other way. I think that if you're going to specify the money goes to hiring an officer, the wording in there scares me. It is primarily traffic, but supplements the other. I think it should be a full-time dedicated traffic person. If we're going to spend the money, I think that's what everybody wants is a traffic person. So it seems a little fuzzy and open to, well, he's doing traffic today, but tomorrow we need him to do this. I would suggest that the language is dedicated traffic person, and that's all that person does. And I think that's the only way to guarantee that our money's going to be spent on the issues we really care about.
Okay. Andrew?
With all due respect to the people who have spoken previously, this reminds me a little bit about our state government and some of our propositions of hog time the budget. I think we've hired a chief of police. You have full faith in that chief. I think you should let the executive make the determination. I that's all I have to say. And this is, folks, really.
Thank you.
I was watching.
With that in mind, since we do have other things to do, I would really like to close off the discussion, and unless there's any board member with any last-minute comment, which I don't see.
Yes.
Okay.
Just one fast question. If this is putting step three, the cops money for the lateral entry police officer at step three, where will the new person be? Isn't the lateral an existing officer will decide to take? No, it isn't. So I don't understand the term of lateral. And I would think it would be
a cop from another department coming here.
Okay,
that's a different issue. We're talking about who they're going to hire on board. Folks, we're really kind of bogging down in semantics, so I don't think we're worthy of this debate. Kathy, you had one of the
comments. Well, it could affect the cost grant. I think Lori's making a good point. But I want to just note that Catherine's concern about not having a woman officer in Kensington, I think, is a good one. I think it's a risk management issue. Law enforcement does affect women. We don't have a woman officer when a woman is involved in an issue, and I think it puts it at risk, and I think it's time we had a female officer here again.
Good enough. Pat, you had a question you were going to ask?
Well, I had a comment I wanted to make, because this is getting fuzzy, and I would like to see see some action. So I would like to propose that we modify the wording in the resolution to say that the additional officer will allow for traffic enforcement duties to be performed. Lawful. And just simply modify the resolution and not sit here and quibble about it.
That's fine. I think the thrust of this board and the thrust of the community is they want to see more traffic enforcement. I defer to
Chief. That's why I said allow for
additional
traffic enforcement.
Right. And I defer to Chief Harmon on how he deploys his troops.
Yes.
So with that in mind, the resolution would be as stated here, and I think you wanted to change the second. The officer will, could you clarify exactly what change you want to make? And then
I said this officer will allow for the possibility of a dedicated traffic enforcement officer.
No.
Not what I said.
No. It will just enhance traffic enforcement. I just have to say that the comments in the community with regards to letting the police chief decide how to use his resources, I think, is very appropriate.
Not everybody agrees with that.
Well, I'm giving you my opinion. Thank you. Most traffic issues are at rush hour. So I don't know that we need a full-time traffic officer at 10:45 in the morning when there might be a better use for that person. But we might want two traffic officers between 7 and 9, which are the two rush hours, and between 4 and 6 in the evening. So I would propose that we generalize the language so that the new police officer will allow the department in general to enhance its traffic functions.
Okay, may I say yes? In fact, I think we should just delete that paragraph. Just simply delete it. Never mind fancy wording, and allow the chief to enhance traffic enforcement as he finds it possible.
Ooh. I kind of like the notion, actually, of giving the chief some kind of mandate about
stepping up traffic enforcement.
I do, too. And that's a huge issue in our community. It's a bigger issue than crime.
I'd be prepared to change this last section. The officer will allow for the department to enhance its traffic enforcement.
Well, that was my original idea.
Thank you. I like that.
All right. I support it.
So we have a resolution 2010-02. I would propose that we adopt it with the caveat that the second line be revised to read, the officer will allow for the department to enhance its traffic enforcement. Otherwise, the rest of this resolution would be adopted the way it is. Do I have a second for that? Okay. And I'm going to call the question. All those in favor say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay. Stephanie, you and I can wordsmith this a bit, and I can sign it before we go home tonight. Folks, I'm going to ask for a five-minute break because we have another hour and a half's worth of work, and I'm going to use the rest. 5 minutes, I'll gather you left. I'm happy to rest.
Excuse me?
But I mean, you really have.
These are going to be hard.
I thought I saw you drinking beer there.
I have a budget that we have.
Eric, did you bring the people in? Is anybody else?
I just got mine.
Yeah.
So that I have.
Send me an email.
Let's get our seats and get started again, folks. I'd like to
Yes.
Folks, everybody grab a seat. We're going to start back out with the next agenda item. Okay. Does anybody have Bill Wright in the race?
Bill will be here very shortly.
Okay. Item number three. Folks, can we gather around? Okay. Item number three, new business. General Manager Greg Harmon will present to the board ordinance 2010-01, ordering a supplemental special tax for police protection, establishing a date for election, adopting intended ballot language, ordering the consolidation of said election, and requesting election service by the Contra Costa Election Division, and it requires board action. Chief Harmon.
I'm going to go into this. We have a representative from NDS here that can give a brief presentation as well as respond to questions. Do you want to read the ordinance?
I don't think we need to read the ordinance verbatim because that's really going to take longer. I think what I'd like to do first is to explain something that we had a question about at the last meeting, and that was the vote of the board required to actually pass both the resolution and the ordinance. There was a question raised at the end of the last meeting about whether we had to have a two-thirds vote of the board or a 67% vote of the board, which effectively would be 4-1. To approve both the resolution and the ordinance, and Pat pointed out that that seems kind of inconsistent. We had Hanson Bridget, our legal counsel, do an analysis for us, and they determined that under the statutes that apply to a special tax, the resolution need only be approved by the standard vote of the board majority. The ordinance for a special tax needed to only be approved by a standard vote of the majority of the board, but the tax itself required a supermajority two-thirds vote. And for those who have the agenda package, you will actually see the legal analysis that makes that point for us. That's just a point of clarification. So we passed the resolution at the last meeting with a 3-1 vote that gave us the majority we needed to authorize the resolution. Tonight's passing of the ordinance, based on the discussions here tonight, will also be by a 3-1 or a 3-2 vote, depending on how the board votes. But it has to get three votes to pass. Okay? So that's just by way of background for the ordinance. Now, as far as the ordinance itself goes, I think the easiest thing would be to have Mr. Klinghoffer from NBS actually stand up and walk us through it. I don't think there's a whole much to be gained by reading it verbatim. I don't have the speaking voice for that. Mm-hmm. Okay. Would you like to stand up and introduce yourself to our community?
Dennis Klinghoffer with NBS Government Finance Group. A couple of things in terms of background or history. I think as everyone knows, the district has been levying this tax for police services since 1994. That tax did not have a CPI increase as part of it, so in essence what's been happening over the years is you've had a level revenue source while costs have increased. Several of the board members working with the chief have looked at what future costs will be. And what you have before you this evening is an ordinance which would place a ballot measure on the June 8th ballot, asking voters to approve a supplemental special tax, would be $200 for a single family residence. That would be in addition to the existing tax that will continue. The new tax will have a CPI inflator as part of it. Each year the board would establish the maximum tax rate for the coming year not to exceed the annual change in CPI April to April. The board could levy the tax at that max rate or anything less than that. As Chairman indicated, as a special tax, it does take or require approval by two-thirds of the voters voting in the election, so it's a supermajority. Special tax funds, put in a special fund, have to be used for the purpose for which they were passed. The ordinance itself really just has some procedural language asking the county register of voters to put it on the ballot and conduct a special election on behalf of the district.
Okay. We've been fumbling around with the tax increase probably and the whole issue of our budget deficits since I've been on the board for a year and a half now, a year and 4 months rather, and also the community as a whole has been dealing with how to close our budget deficit gap for probably the better part of 3 or 4 years, knowing this was coming up. Out of all the other alternatives we've looked at, we're proposing to the community that it vote to adopt a tax increase. We can't pass it unilaterally. It's a community vote. It requires a two-thirds vote to do. So this ordinance is the second of two stages to get this on the ballot. The first stage was last meeting where we passed a resolution authorizing us to present this ordinance at tonight's meeting. The second stage, if passed tonight, will be to adopt this ordinance and to file it with the county and then put the whole issue to the community to vote as a whole. So that's by way of background. And the ordinance is in the package. Everybody's free to read it. I just don't want to spend the time reading it into the record because we can adopt it as whole into the record. I'd like to open it up for board discussion and then discussion by the community, and then the board will vote on it. Kathy, should we start with you, or should I go from the other end?
Go from the other end.
Okay. John.
My comments.
I think it's just fine as it is.
I'm firmly in favor of it. I think of all the alternatives we have, this is the only one that gives us financial solvency, and I think it's important to keep funding sources available that have a built-in cost of living that we can adjust on an annual basis to meet our needs. We're just going into a deficit mode, and it's nothing the board has done wrong. It's really a question of our structural sources of income. They don't have cost of living adjustments. Property taxes are going down or being static. The current parcel tax does not have a cost of living adjustment in it. It's static. But our expenses do have cost of living adjustments in them. They're increasing. So you can see it doesn't take long before the difference between current income levels are grossly outstripped by our expenses. And there's just, in the board's decision, at least the majority of the board's decision, there doesn't appear to be an alternative source or a source of income or an alternative way to cut expenses that meets the public's request for continuing police services. That's my 2 cents. So I think nobody questions that we have a revenue that is not growing to keep up with the cost of managing police coverage in Kensington, and we're in a deficit. I think one of the arguments against doing a tax increase will be that we have we have reserves. And we can use those reserves. The fact of the matter is about half of those reserves have been allocated or set aside for specific items, mandated items, and the other half of the reserve will be gone in about 24 months if we don't fix this imbalance. And so while we do have reserves, I am supporting this measure to get our fiscal house back in balance.
Well, there's lots of ways to get your fiscal house in balance, and this board has made no cuts in any of our budget areas. There's been no offer by KPOA to accept a rollback. There is a continued lack of transparency regarding total compensation of our employees, and an increasingly poor local malaise in our housing stock. And I think that I will be opposing this for those reasons.
Okay. If you guys don't mind, I'd like to open it up to the community. And Andrew, you're teeing up first. And I think for this, because it is important, if you guys don't mind walking through the podium. Come on, Andrew, it's okay.
It's good exercise. Okay. I'm Andrew Reed. I just have some questions. I'm getting late to the party. I understand that the first levy that's been referred to continues. Is there a sunset clause on that? So that will always be there. So you're layering on top of an existing flat, non-growing source. Does the new levy have a sunset clause?
No.
So
I think the answer is no.
Add it as an item. This will just continue.
Well, the board every year has to vote on how much
the CP, the addition.
Right.
But it'll never go away.
If you read the detail, it says up to. The board never has to go to the top amount. It can go anything between 0 to 2.
You're not talking to my question. I understand about the CPI function.
The whole thing. The board votes on it every year.
So let me get it. So you're saying that the capacity is 200?
The max.
The max. Year. So every year, you'll review whether you need that 200.
200 plus CPI.
Right.
Yes. You may decide you only need $50 one year.
Get it. I get it. Thank you very much.
Okay. Are you okay with that, Andrew? Does that work for you?
I don't have an opinion.
Okay.
I'm gathering facts. Okay. This late stage.
We'll vote at the ballot box like everybody else.
Yeah.
More comments, please. Vita, why don't you come into the front here?
My name is Vita Dora, and I was involved back after Prop 13 in getting the first tax, police, special districts tax passed. One for our fire and one for our police. Unfortunately, the way the county decided who gets what, the police force is getting a lot less than the fire department in terms of our tax dollars. Most of us moved to Kensington. Actually, I moved to Kensington kicking and screaming because I like Berkeley. But most people move to Kensington for the safety and the security in this community. And having a police force that knows the neighborhood, that you can leave a key with them when you go on vacation so that they can check on your house, who actually respond to concerns from citizens like the young lady from Franciscan. Believe me, in Berkeley, in El Cerrito, they won't even return your phone call. So I urge everyone to support the measure because the bottom line is, Kathy, that the value of our properties in Kensington is based on the kind of services we get. And our police and fire are the two vital services that we get. We're very lucky we don't pay for too much bureaucracy. We pay for the raw services. So I urge everyone to go out and not only support, but campaign for the measure. Thanks.
Would you find a seat? Thank you. And then I'm gonna you were next, Captain. Then Len, and then I can't see who's in back. And then you.
Thank you.
You're gonna have to come to the front this time.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony. Lynn and Anthony.
I'm going to go to the front.
Yep.
You need a portable mic.
Well, you know, well, there they don't have one right now. So for tonight, we'll manage. Democracy is wonderful. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Catherine in your guard still. And I have a number of concerns about this. I wrote you all an email about my concerns, which goes into a lot of, makes a lot of points, and I'm just going to go over a couple of those points right now. One is that it's a flat regressive tax, parcel tax, rather than a percentage of value. And I think it would be a lot more fair to the community to have it, say, 0.5% of value and combine that with the previous $300 flat parcel tax. I personally would rather see that. And that, as a percentage of value, would then increase with increased value. So over the years, it would gradually increase. There are a lot of low-income people in this community. It's kind of ignored, and many of us can't necessarily afford more and more and more taxes. So it's a problem for some people. The second point I wanted to go over was that the increased money sort of represents increased policing. And what I've noticed in the community lately is we seem to be going toward what I think of as the Tiburon style of policing, where outsiders and people who look different are stopped and checked out to see if they represent any danger. In fact, this actually happened to me in Tiburon, where my companion and I were not, our car wasn't quite rich enough looking, you know, so on no pretext whatsoever, we were stopped and, you know, checked out, and the hint was, well, why don't you leave because you don't belong here, even though it was on a public street. And this sort of, something similar happened to me last night in Kensington. I had a very old truck that perhaps to some people doesn't look like it belongs here. I mean, I could argue it's really ecological. But I was stopped, and on the pretext that it turns out didn't exist, and he wanted to check me out, and it was pretty disconcerting. Like, I did nothing wrong, and I was stopped. For what? It certainly upset my evening, and there were a number of reports in the recent police report in the Outlook about people being stopped on foot, stopped on bicycles, stopped on cars, and something sometimes is found wrong in those. It is a way of intimidating outsiders from coming into the community and committing crimes, and a certain whatever percentage of people who are coming into the community, presumably small percent, are in fact having some criminal intent. But I also question the ideal of this style of policing. I personally would prefer it not to be happening. I personally prefer that a car going by that looks poor or somebody looking kind of the wrong color is not stopped because they don't look like they belong here. That isn't what I want in my community.
Catherine, I'm going to ask you to take about one more minute to summarize. Just
and the last thing is very quickly that I think we should more seriously consider combining with El Cerrito. And I know that people have done a tremendous amount of hard work, both the police department and Chief Harmon and the board, to help this community. And I'm just concerned that given all the problems in the world right now, we might be a lot better off with El Cerrito.
Thank you. I think, Lynn, you're next. And Anthony's next. And John, are you raising your hand or you're just resting it? Okay, Lynn, please go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to address the couple from Franciscan. To let you know that hardly a month goes by that there isn't somebody who comes here with a special request. And so it would seem that by going forward with this additional special tax contacts, that it would enable the police department to have additional...
Liz, I ask you, it's just been pointed out, rather than point your comments to a member of the audience, I think it's really inappropriate, I want you to stay with the issue we're talking about here, which is the merits of this ordinance.
That's fine.
Yeah, let's pull you back in. So back on, you were talking about the ordinance and the tax.
I was, okay. Thank you. The additional tax will help address many more of these special need requests that come every month. With respect to Kathy, your comment about the housing market and how dire it is, there have been reports in the news recently how nicely the housing market is coming back. Mm-hmm. The Finance Committee has been working on the budget with respect to finding all the things there are to cut back on. I attended the Finance Committee meeting the other night, and this group of individuals has been working diligently for months to find ways to increase revenue and cut expenses. With respect to the $300 that is currently being levied per parcel, that amount was set, I believe it was 15 years ago. A CPI was not allowed to be incorporated in that amount at the time. I sat down, looked up what CPI has been between then and now. Had it been allowed, the amount per parcel would be about $450, $455 per parcel, and so not too far off from what you're looking at now as a total amount. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anthony. I think you're next, and I am going to ask you to come up here.
My name is Anthony Knight, and I'm a longstanding member of the Kensington Improvement Club and also a regular attendee of these meetings. And I'd just like to say that I think that the board has done a good job of looking at the various alternatives that we have before us for filling the impending budget deficit, and that I'm looking forward now to this being discussed more broadly in the community and not just here once a month in this room. I'd like to vote on it, and I'm hoping other members of the community feel that way and that's what you'll propose. as a member of the Kensington Improvement Club, we discussed at the last meeting our concern that we do need to get the word out to the community and really broaden this discussion. This election is coming up at June, I believe it's the beginning of June. We're now in the middle of March. It doesn't leave very much time for everybody to look at the issue and hopefully get comfortable with it. The KIC did make a motion to hold a special town hall meeting on the 1st of May on this issue, and Linda Lipscomb, who regularly organizes our town hall meetings and I think does a very good job here, for those of you who are familiar with those meetings, has volunteered to do that, and we hope that the members of the board will come and participate in that strongly.
Anthony, thank you very much. John, I think you're next. Thank you for your time.
And I know that I pay a whole lot less tax than those who have come recently. And I just think that would not be an overall fair thing to do in the community. It's people who have a problem. I don't know if this tax would fall under it, but if you're 65, you can apply for a postponement, and it accumulates as a lien against your property that would be paid off when you sell it or, shall we say, move on. But I think there are ways to address your concern rather than with the percentage.
John, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Get better. Sure.
Joe raises an issue that might be of interest to all of you. She's talking about a deferment for a certain class of people, mm-hmm. of taxpayers. I think that needs to be written in to a specific ordinance. I don't think you can just defer it. I don't think the county, Contra Costa County, can say, okay, defer it. I think it's the levying agency, so you may want to consider making that part of the ordinance.
We have one person standing up wanting to make a comment, so why don't you hold your thought back if you don't mind. Did you want to come up?
Members of the board, my name is Walt Gilfon, who has kind of a horse story. A little historical perspective is our purpose this evening in supporting the idea of adding the taxation to this district. Historically, this community has done some really very remarkable things, starting with the UTOP, creation of the fire department, police, park, library, building E, extraordinary kinds of things that have been done. The community's own decision process. And I think that the experience we've had with increases in tax levels in the past with extraordinarily high percentage voting in favor of those is a good indication of the kind of community support that's here for that. And I would add my name to that. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. Any more community? Ray, why don't you come on up?
Thank you. I'm Ray Barraza, a resident of Pendleton, and I have two questions on the mechanics of the proposed assessment. First question is, does the CPI apply to just the $200, or would it apply to all 500 tickets?
Just the 200.
Okay. I presume that, but I want to check. Question number two is it clearly written so that if there should only be necessary to take $100 of a particular in any particular year, that the CPI does that reset itself to that $100, and you then work up from that, or does it stay with the 200 and that is a progressive limit, and you take whatever you need of that, maybe the whole thing, maybe not, but at that limit is always going up based upon $200 each year compounded.
A lot.
Those are my questions.
Yes.
Okay. Those are my questions. Thank you.
Okay. Any other public comments? Paul, why don't you come on up and say your piece.
Thank you. Paul Burrow, Kensington resident. I support the board's action, and which I anticipate will be the action of adopting the ordinance for a lot of good reasons. It was my impression that special districts don't have legal authority to levy ad valorem taxes, so you're pretty much, as I understand it, stuck with parcel taxes, which are flat amounts with CPI adjustment. Since this is the only tool you have to raise revenue, apart from selling off little tiles in the public service building, maybe, sponsoring the fire engine, the police car. I think this is the way you have to go, and this has been a very, very thoughtful process. Several of us here were involved in testing community support for this a few months ago, and we found a very, very high level of support. So I wanted to just mention to anybody who might hear the sound of my voice that there will be efforts made to get the message out to all the community. And anybody who's interested in participating in that effort to walk some neighborhoods, talk to your neighbors, and maybe meet some people that you don't know very well and talk about something of mutual interest, as we did this past summer. It's actually a great experience. And it's an opportunity to get them involved and understand everything that goes into making this community what it is. So thanks very much for your efforts here.
Thank you all. There was somebody else in the audience who wants to speak? Okay, now I'm going to bring it back to the board. If there's any people with final comments here?
Just one comment. It's clear, but just to be clearer, this is a police tax only. This is not a general tax that the district can use for whatever it chooses to. This money has to be used for police services only.
So, with that in mind, I will
just add, I have not read the code at the county level, but I do know that one acquaintance of mine told me specifically that he was offered as a senior citizen, offered the opportunity to get out of the existing $300 by virtue of deferring it. And he said, I said, no, I wouldn't pay for it. The point being, I believe that Joan is right, and this is a county level opportunity for senior citizens. It doesn't need to be written into the law.
Okay. We've heard from the public, we've heard from the board. I think it's time for the board to vote this up or down. So, can I have a resolution to approve ordinance 2010-01? Someone like to make a resolution?
Sure, me.
Okay, go ahead.
I move that we approve ordinance number 2010-01.
And is there a second?
I second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed?
Opposed.
Okay, the vote passes 4-1. And we have one more item of business. And this is a carryover, so if you folks don't mind, I'm going to read it very quickly. New business number 4, Board Consultant Brown Taylor will provide the board the General Manager Chief of Police Annual Goal Setting and Performance Appraisal Process and Procedure Amendment for the District's Policy and Procedures Manual First Meeting Board Action. Does anybody else want to leave before I start this? Because now's your chance. We're locking the door. I knew that would get an answer.
Be some quiet.
I'll wait till the room clears a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll get back to the old folks home.
Oh, well. Dinner.
Thank you.
Okay, good night. Take care. Last chance. Lock the door. Okay, you've heard item number 4. This is a first reading of a revision we made last time. It was pointed out that there were some changes people wanted to make. The objective here is to institutionalize a formal means of evaluating our police chief on a regular basis. We're voting to amend our policy manual to put in place a process for creating an annual review for our chief. This has the recommendations with modest tweaks from the last meeting, and we're having it as a first reading. Any change to the policy manual requires 2 readings. So I won't read the whole thing, it's too much, but it's all here. With that, I'd like to open it for board discussion.
Well, the changes the one change that I proposed is very nicely in here, so mm-hmm. I think this is lovely.
Okay, and I think there was...
I have a change, which is also in here, so it works for me.
Okay, and is there any other board discussion about this? Again, we're trying to put in place something we did a dry run on, the real thing on last time, and I think this is good for the committee, it's good for the chief. It provides a fairly objective basis for his performance evaluation. I'd like to see the policy manual change to institutionalize this on a regular basis. Any other comments or questions here from the board? If not, let's open it up to the public. Any public comments at all about this? Joan, you want to come up to the front real quick? Yeah, a clear shot at it now.
I go back to the question that I've raised a few times, and that is the dual nature of the job. And I spent a little time in old Outlooks, and I did find that in 1993, when John Reed did an assessment of the district, he estimated that the chief general manager, it was 20% managing the police department and 80% as general manager. Now, I think that has probably swung around in a different direction, because at that time, there was a very top-heavy command structure. There was a lieutenant, three sergeants, and a bunch of other guys. So, but I would like to see some kind of estimate, something put down as to what percentage of this position is police chief, what percentage is general manager.
Okay, thank you. Any other public comments at all? Okay. This does require board action to adopt it as a first reading. We'll have a second reading at the next meeting. Is there...
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure. Sure.
The point that Joan raises is one that I'm interested in as well, and I will propose to this board soon that we divide this position actually under two different people. Passing this doesn't preclude that action.
I don't think so.
Thank you.
This really is putting down an objective basis for assessment of police, for assessing the chief general manager across all areas of his management responsibilities. Not the financial management is not just financial management of the police force, it's financial management of the district. So this is broad enough to cover every aspect of the chief's job. So if we do have to approve this as a first reading, is there a motion to approve as a first reading?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay. There will be a second reading next time for anybody who has second thoughts. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Second? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Thank you all for coming tonight, folks.